All the time, God is good. Let us pray. Lord, we bless you and we thank you for this opportunity to stand before your people, proclaim the gospel, for we are not ashamed of the gospel. But it is the power of God unto salvation for everyone that believeth. God, as I open my mouth, word my mouth, give me what to say. Give your people an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. All of God's people said, amen. Come on, praise the Lord as you take your seats. It's good to be in the number one more time. Again, thank God for all of you that we haven't seen in a while. Thank God for your bed back. Thank God for his healing power. Thank God for the strength that he gives us in time of trouble, in time of need. We're yet praying for all the bereaved families, wherever they are, whatever they're doing, we're praying that God will comfort them like only he can. In the book of Romans, we have an engagement this afternoon. I think the couples are going out to eat. Have y'all set a certain time to be there? Okay. We'll be there before 6. I promise you, we'll be there before 6 because I'm hungry already. But it's good to be in the number. So many people have made plans, but they're no longer here. I heard the story the other day, and I don't know, I don't want to call any names, but a young 14-year-old was troubled. 14-year-old young girl came home from school and took her own life. She was troubled. Something was not going right. Parent, listen to your kid. They need to talk to somebody. Listen to your kid. Listen. You'd be surprised to know the pressure that's on some of these children. They're dealing with stuff we didn't deal with. Y'all know that? They're dealing with stuff in school now that we did not deal with. I'm praying for that family and all of those that are going through. Romans 12 and first 2 verses. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. That's the least thing that you ought to do. And be not conformed to this world. Don't let the world change you. But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. May God continue to bless his word. For a few moments, I just want to ask the question, has your mind been renewed? Has your mind been renewed? All of us have friends and relatives. You get them in a certain spot, they're, I'm going to be there. I'm coming. I'll probably be there Sunday. And you don't see them. Another year go by, you don't see them. What happened? Their intentions might have been good, but their mind has not yet been renewed. Anybody talk to people in your family and they talk like they get ready to make a change? And but if their mind has not been renewed, they still have the same old fleshly mind. We're living in a time now that people want to prove they're saved by their shout. They would approve they got it. But the scripture says your mind got to be transformed that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. It doesn't matter whose blood you have. It could be the Payton blood. It could be the Turner blood. It could be anybody's blood. If you haven't been washed in the blood, you still have the same old mind. Can I get a witness in here?
Yes, sir.
Well, but Pastor, what do you mean renewed mind? Mean to make anew.
All right.
It's not the same old mind. Okay. This is a new mind. Well, what do you mean? If any man be in Christ,
uh-huh. Yes, sir.
He's a new creature. You can't be a new creature with the same old mind. If you're a new creature, that means everything's been changed on you. Yeah, you were born in sin. You were shaped in iniquity. But now you have the mind of Christ. Let this mind be in you.
Yes, sir.
That was also in Christ Jesus. Lord, have mercy. Is that back door unlocked? Can I get out with no problem? I want to make sure I get out of here if I have to. Something is wrong, and I'm not going to look at the audience, but something is wrong. You have a renewed mind, but it bothers you. It's always a press to come to church. If you have a new mind, you are glad when they say unto you, let us go into the house of the Lord. Don't tell them you got a new mind. Every Sunday? I mean, how come it can't be like it was back in the day? Every other Sunday. If you got a new mind, you want to come to church. You know why? Your inheritance is among them that are sanctified. If when you got a new mind, nobody had to beg you to come to church. You got a new mind. Well, he been at that 35 minutes. Your new mind, it don't bother you when I go a little bit over, because you love this praise in the Lord. In fact, can I say this? It don't apply for everybody, but with me, I'd rather have a good sermon than a choir. Wreck the house. I like the word more so than I like the music. You know why? Because we live by the word of God. Are y'all hearing me? Oh, yeah, I love some preaching better than I love a musical. You know why? That's what I live by. That word have I hid in my heart. Not that music have I hid, but that word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against God.
That's it.
So, we're going to start the test. You'll know whether you have a new mind before you leave. The first question is, do you enjoy coming to church? You don't have to write nothing down. You don't have to raise your hand. But if you don't enjoy coming to church, that's an indication that you really don't have a new mind. Do I have anybody pray with me today? I'm not going to be long. Well, Pastor, what are some of the other things that's indication of a new mind? Well, if you are inconsistent, one day, praise the Lord, everybody, and the next day you come to church, and we don't know whether to slap you or run from you, because you are up and down like a yo-yo. If you got a new mind, you enter his gates with thanksgiving. You come into his courts with praise. You are not up and down every service. In fact, with a new mind, the thing that used to bother you don't bother you like they used to. Because you know, as long as the Lord is on your side, he more than the whole world against you. So all this stuff is coming against you. But your new mind say, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Your new mind say, all things work together for the good of them that love God. Your new mind said he always causes us to triumph. Why? I have a new mind which gives me a new outlook on life. Has your mind been renewed? Well, I believe it's the 7th chapter. I'm not sure. But Paul says, the things that I say I won't do, those are the things that I do. Paul had a struggle. That was before. I know people, they argue about it. I don't argue about it. But my interpretation is, with a new mind, he wouldn't have had that struggle. I don't believe Paul would have had the struggle with a new mind. But then he said in the next chapter, with the eighth chapter, he said, there is what? Now, no condemnation to what? To them that walk after the flesh, after the spirit, but not after the flesh. In the flesh, you can make promises, but without a new mind, you can't follow through like you should. Well, you know what? I'm through smoking. I'm through drinking. I'm gonna get myself together. But if your mind haven't changed, chances are you're gonna go right back pleasing the flesh. But with a new mind, you don't smoke the rest of the packages and the cigarettes in the packet after you get saved. With a new mind, the new mind says, I got to get rid of all this stuff. Lord help us. I don't want to be real personal, but some of y'all might know about this. We had an ordination class that a question was asked. And some of y'all might have been in that class. I'm not sure. Minister to be an elder. Well. And they asked the class, if you are saved and got the Holy Ghost, now if you're a sinner and get saved and got the Holy Ghost, yes, but you own a liquor store, what would you do? One of the candidates said, shoot, I'll just get somebody to run it. In other words, I'm going to keep the liquor store, but I'm just going to put another manager in there. Guess what? They came to me. Y'all remember that? Told me about it. I met with him and said, you are not a candidate anymore. Because, first of all, you don't have a new mind. If you say you are saved and got the Holy Ghost, and you still want to do the thing that you used to do, you really don't have a new mind. Well, I don't do it that often. You really don't have a new mind. Well, I don't do it with the same people I used to do it with. You really don't have a new mind. Why is it that? And I've been asked this question a couple of times, and we understand there are some issues. But they say hundreds of churches closed down for good because of the pandemic. Why? New mind said, I'm going to support whether we got a pandemic or not. New mind said, if I can't get there physically, I'm going to do what I can, Facebook and Giblify or whatever. It's a shame that the church can't go to their local bank with a prospectus and show them, if you give me the money to build this church, based on the geographics of this community, I just believe in 12 months, in 24 months, we're going to have so many members or whatever, you can't get that loan at the bank. But if you want to open a liquor store, you can go to the bank and tell them, I got 2 acres that I'm getting ready to build, and I need money to build this. He don't have to ask you how many people are going to buy liquor every day. He don't have to ask you that. He know if you put that liquor store up, somebody is going to come in and support. How come church can't be that way? Y'all remember that song, It's So Hard to Get Along? I thought they were talking about a church loan. I didn't know what they were talking about. It's so hard to get along. You know why? Because people in church, oh God, I heard this the other day, there are going to be more church people in hell than sinners. Not I ain't say saints. I'm talking about people that go in the church every day. They paying their tithe, they working. Y'all some of the most, Lord help us here. Some of the most dedicated people in the church been hit by this crystal truck. That's this. Lord have mercy. Y'all know what I'm talking about. They would do anything in the church. They got a bad spirit, and you know it, and they know it, but they'll commit themselves to the church. Pastor, if you want something, just let me know. Just let me know. I don't mind. But they don't have a renewed mind. With a renewed mind, I don't have to keep after you on the same thing. I'm going to deviate for just a moment. When you have a new mind, you are not mad when you find out you're in error. When you have a new mind and the preacher poured out something and it's a shortcoming in your life, you are praising God that you found out that you was on the wrong road.
But when you don't have a new mind, you leave the church mad. Somebody must have told him something. He must have been talking to me. Now, when you get a new mind, God is going to give you what you need. Why, preacher, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Without a new mind, many times you find yourself doing what duty says do, not because it's in your heart to do it. But duty says, since I'm an usher, since I'm so-and-so, part of the description of this is for me to do this. But with a new mind, you do it from your heart. Oh, God, you do it whether you have a title or not. And anybody ever done some things and you didn't have no title, but you that knew it was the right thing to do? Oh, my God. Me and my wife were talking the other day. One of the biggest things that happened in church, that word bishop had gotten out of hand. I heard somebody, I can't think of the lady's name on TV, on the gospel church. She proved that you can be a bishop, I think, in a week. She went to the Secretary of State, filed some paper, did so-and-so and so-and-so, and by the end of the week, there was a bishop. That's the world system. But God's system say you got to be the husband of one wife. You got to be living right. You got to not be a lover of filthy lucre. There's some qualification to being a bishop. But now the world says, we live in America, land of the free. Freedom of speech. Freedom of religion. And guess what, y'all? Freedom to go to hell. That's another freedom that you might not read about in the Constitution. But you can go to hell if you want to. But I've decided for the rest of my life, I'm going to serve him. It doesn't matter the law that they passed that allow me to do something. Bible tells us in the first chapter of Romans, your conscience tells you, even before you got the Holy Ghost, whether what you were doing was wrong or right. The Bible says your conscience accusing or excusing. If you override your conscience, what make you think you can be saved when God gave everybody a conscience? I don't care what God they serving. Everybody has a conscience. Are y'all hear what I'm saying? They might be serving Buddha or Muhammad, but God created every human, and everybody has a conscience. When you override your conscience, how can you feel justified when God is the one that gave you the conscience for you to make the right decision, and he deals with you with your conscience, and you do just the opposite? Well, Pastor, I didn't know. You don't go to hell by mistake, y'all. Can I make an announcement? You don't go to hell by mistake. Lord have mercy, Jesus. I didn't know I was on my way to hell. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. It's amazing how some people plead ignorant. And guess what, y'all? Guess what they do now? God knows my heart. That's why you're going to hell, because he knows your heart. Y'all, we live in a time now, and I got to get out of here because I know we got dinner, but I want to say this. We're putting more emphasis on everything but being delivered, but being saved. Being set free. You can have all the money in the world, but you still need to be saved. You can be living in the house on the hill, driving a Lamborghini, or got a chauffeur pick you up everywhere you want to go. But if you don't know the Lord as your Savior, you're on your way to hell. So in my closing, I want to know, has your mind been renewed? One of the problems my wife had when she first got saved, people say, saved from what? You don't do nothing. She didn't drink, she didn't curse, she didn't use profanity, but she realized she was born in sin. So we got some mildly good people here that don't do, y'all don't do a whole lot of stuff, but you were born in sin and shapen in iniquity, and what you must be born born again. I asked a question in Sunday school this morning, got a few responses. The same people that celebrate Easter, they believe that Jesus got up. The same people that celebrate Christmas, they believe that he was born. So they believe that he exists. They believe that part of the gospel. But do they believe the part that he's coming back to judge the world? Do they believe the part that says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life? Yeah, that. Oh, I know he lives, but does he live in you? I know you're celebrating, but if your celebration is a commitment, a part of your celebration. You have a birthday party for me and don't tell me nothing about it. No, if we're going to celebrate Jesus, we need to have Jesus in our hearts. Can I get a witness in here? Has your mind been, are you still trying to fit in and calling yourself saved? Family reunion don't start until you get there. Oh, here they come now. We're going to get down now because they know what you used to do. Now you're too big to be bumped. You've been unbroke something, but you still got that fleshly spirit, and you want to mix it. No, they need to look at you and say, what happened to you? I see a difference in your life. You don't have to fit in with folk. Well, that's my blood. Yeah, but you've been washed by the blood. Yeah. Stop trying. That's one of the biggest hindrances in the church. People trying to fit in situations where they don't belong. Pastor Chapel tells this story. Went to the church and got saved. Went back to the same place he used to go. And he was getting ready. I think he was getting ready to roll or join or whatever he was. And some spoke to him and said, that's not you anymore. And he put it down and haven't used one since. If you are comfortable doing what you used to do, you don't have a renewed mind. Well, don't nobody see me. The eyes of the Lord are in every place. Beholding the evil and the good. Well, Pastor, why are you putting so much emphasis on it? Because Jesus is soon to come back. I know you the MVP on your job, and I know you making six figures. I know you went to the Bahamas, you went to India, you went to Africa, you went to the Holy Land, you got it going on, you got an IRA, you got everything, and you hit. But in the body of Christ, you ain't hitting on nothing. Something wrong with that. On your job, everybody know you. But come to the church, and who is that? You know what? Didn't they join about 6 months ago? Yeah. I got up here and kind of hurt myself a little bit. I'm asking visitors to stand, and I'm called out. Y'all remember that? And she stood up and said, I'm a member. I didn't even know it. If you had joined and kept coming, I would have known you were a member. Do y'all remember that? I didn't know they were a member. I had a, Lord help, I got to get out of here. But there's a denomination that at a certain age, you had to be baptized. I believe it's 12 or 13. And one of our neighbors, Kenny, was out there playing ball, and he came from the baptismal service. All right. He said, I just been baptized. Good, Kenny. Didn't change nothing. He went down a dry devil and came up a wet devil. But is there anybody here that know you've been changed? Right. Know your name is written in the Lamb Book of Life. You can testify that the thing I used to do, I just don't do no more. You can testify the places I used to go, I just don't go anymore. The things that I used to say, not even a part of my vocabulary. Why? Your mind has been renewed. And I'm just trying to get this point over. When your mind is not renewed, it causes you to yield to the flesh. When your mind is not renewed, it causes you to continue in sin. When your mind is not renewed, it causes you to be like a yo-yo, inconsistent, up and down. Some days you want to have church, and some days you don't want to hear nothing about church because your mind has not been renewed. But when your mind has been renewed, you can bless him at all times. His praises shall continually be in your mouth. You going through something, but I'm going to bless the Lord at all times. He's good. You know why? Because your mind has been renewed. When your mind has been renewed, you can look at all the things you're going through and count it all joy. For you know that the joy of the Lord is your strength. I want to say something here. Those of you that's going through, you need to praise them even more. You know why? Because the joy of the Lord is your strength. And you need strength to deal with what you're going through. So instead of sitting there taking a nap, instead of sitting there going to the app and ordering dinner, instead of sitting there texting somebody, he been up there 30 minutes already. You need to get your mind renewed and start praising God where you can get to that situation. Somebody say yes in here. You're not coming out just because of a certain amount of time, but you're coming out when you learn how to praise Him while you're in it. You're coming out when you can testify, even though the situation hadn't changed, He can change you before He changed the situation. Come on here, y'all. When the Hebrew boys went in the fiery furnace, the soldiers that put them in, they were consumed by the fire. But when the Hebrew boys went in, God conditioned them that the fire didn't harm their body. So in other words, God don't have to change your situation. Oh, but He can work on you. God don't have to move the mountain, but He can give you the strength to climb it. In other words, when your mind is renewed, you don't have a mind to throw in the towel. But you have a mind to testify and let the devil know, before I take it back, I'm going to add more to it because God's been good to me. And I got to get out of here, but with a renewed mind, you can praise God by yourself. Anybody ever been by yourself? Wasn't no preacher, wasn't no music, wasn't nothing there. Oh, but you begin to think on the goodness of Jesus and all that He's already done. And you begin to praise God right where you are. Somebody say yes. When your mind is renewed, sometimes you can't get to the preacher, but you found him to be a very present help in time of trouble. Somebody say yes. And when you have a renewed mind, you find yourself pressing your way. The woman with the issue of blood, didn't nobody promise her nothing. But she spent all of her money with the doctor after doctor and still didn't get no help. But something happened to her mind. She said within herself, if I can just get to Him and touch the hem of His garment, I believe everything gonna be all right. Tell somebody, say, let's keep pushing. Because after a while, everything gonna be all right. Hang on in there a little while longer. For I know in due season, you're going to reap if you faint not. But you have to have the right mind. I heard one scripture say, 1 Peter 4:1. Arm yourself likewise with the same mind. The same way that God was able to go through. If you have His mind, you can go through also. Somebody say yes. With a renewed mind, you can have church by yourself. You can be the preacher. You can be the deacon, the missionary. You can have testimony service. And you can be the choir. You can be whatever you need because something is on the inside. Somebody say yes. That's why I love coming to church, because my mind had been renewed. When I was a little boy, I came to church because I was made to come. And I would sit on the back seat and looked like I was mad with the world. But I was scared of my daddy. When we pulled up in the church lot and I got out of the car, how y'all doing? Because I knew y'all remember the parents back in the day? They would beat you in front of everybody. Yes, sir. So I act like I was happy to be there. But I really wasn't. But now I can say I'm glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I love the singing. I love the prayer. I love the fellowship. I love to hear the testimony. Because we overcome by the words of our testimony and the blood of the Lamb.
And when I hear you talk about what God did for you, I'm reminded he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And he had no respect of a person. If God did it for you, he's able to do it for me. Somebody say yes. If you have a renewed mind, will you help me just pray for a moment? If you have a renewed mind, think about where you used to be. You could have been dead, but he was long-suffering toward us. You could have been in your grave, but he was long-suffering toward us. And you ought to praise him. You ought to magnify him. You ought to give him glory. Somebody say, yeah, he kept you from danger seen and unseen. Even when we weren't saved, it was God that kept us. He was long-suffering toward us, not willing that we innocent perish. I got a renewed mind now. You don't have to push me no more. The Holy Ghost pushes me. You don't have to pull me no more. The Spirit of God pulls me. I have a renewed mind. My heart is fixed. My mind is made up. I'm going on with the Lord. Come on, y'all, give him praise. Everybody standing.